This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump will surrender in New York City today to face criminal charges in the hush money investigation. The AP's Julie Walker in New York with what to expect.
Donald Trump spent the night at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. Secret Service and the NYPD will escort the former president downtown to the courthouse on Center Street, where he will be booked but not handcuffed, and an arraignment will happen around 2:15. Trump says it's political persecution and calls out the judge and DA. Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense in connection with hush money payments made on his behalf to Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump denies this, and his lawyer says they will plead not guilty. At Trump Tower, Julie Walker, New York.
Today, parts of the South and Midwest hammered just days ago by deadly storms may get more bad weather. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Forecasters say the very same conditions, another area of low pressure, combined with strong southerly winds, could bring new storms to Arkansas, Missouri, and west central Illinois. Matt Elliott at NOAA's Storm Prediction Center says this is the time to prepare.
Start checking batteries on your weather radios, making sure you have multiple ways to receive weather warnings.
11 states were caught in last week's swarm of tornadoes, which killed nearly 36 people. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Voters in Chicago will choose a new mayor today. The race has centered on crime and soaring property taxes. Train derailment this morning, this one in the Netherlands. One person was killed, about 30 others injured. The UConn Huskies won the NCAA Men's College Basketball Championship. This is AP News. NASA's going to the moon.
NASA has introduced its first moon crew in 50 years. Administrator Bill Nelson says the four astronauts will fly around the moon late next year.
This is humanity's crew.
And White House spokeswoman Olivia Dalton says a historic one.
We'll include the first woman, the first person of color, and the first international crew member on a lunar mission.
With Christina Koch, Victor Glover, and Canadian Jeremy Hansen joining Commander Reid Wiseman, they'll be the first to fly NASA's Orion capsule after an empty one went to the moon and back last year in a dress rehearsal. This flight is a prelude to a lunar landing a year later. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The TV soap General Hospital is 60 years old, marking its anniversary this week. The longest-running scripted show still on TV. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.